You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. I am your host. There's a vacancy over here. Lily V6 is not here at the moment, but one of the things I want to talk to you today is about what's happening and what's going to continue to happen and why you should just, why we're all going to be good. First of all, friends, you know, in light of recent events, I think that the expression shit just got real has never been more true. I mean, people say it all the time, but this is the shit getting real. Don't get no more realer than this. So in today's podcast, I want to share some hope and encouragement in these kind of uncertain times. So let's get into it. First of all, when these things happen, all of a sudden, what really matters comes rushing right at you, right? How am I going to eat? How am I going to pay the bills? What's going to happen to my family? Am I going to get sick? What if I don't get sick, but I carry it to, you know, somebody I care about? So all of a sudden, you notice all the sort of, pissing and moaning over the election and woke and political correctness and Me Too and all these things really have now taken a kind of giant backseat. You don't see nearly that type of stuff on social media because now we're thinking about what's important to our lives. What really matters to us? You know, as a society, what is important? What do we care about? And as an individual, what do you care about? What is important to you? We can't forget the individual here. I'm an anarchist. I'm an individualist. I'm a reader of people like Ayn Rand and people like that. So I am about the individual, and it is important to me what you are going through and what you need as an individual. But let's talk about our community, which is for us is the music community, specifically the guitar driven rock community. This is metal, rock, punk rock, alternative, anything with that big, lots of guitar in your face, kick ass music. What happens with this? What's going on right now? So right now, as I said in the beginning, everybody's prioritizing, but as we move into this, and as we acclimate to this, we're going to want to know what's going to happen with our music, with our art. Musicians, if you've seen this already, musicians are already, been impacted by this. Like almost immediately, you guys know Keith the Hawk Hawkins. He is a professional musician living in New Orleans. This has greatly impacted his career. It has impacted my career as a musician. I have said to you guys many times, this year I was like really looking forward to going out and playing gigs for money. I landed an awesome gig with another great guitar player. We were doing acoustic shows. It was the perfect gig for me. And, you know, we had, you know, he's adding me to more and more shows. It's working out great. And then Corona. So things, there's a giant shakeup right now. What is going to happen with music? All the tours. Remember at the beginning of 2020, we did our podcast on the tours of 2020. And, you know, everybody's touring. Well, now nobody's touring. So what happened? What do we do as music fans? More than music fans, man, I think that fan is a kind of, kind of a cheap term. I mean, the people that follow us here on Rock Rage Radio, the people that support the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, so the people that are in my group are people that are music, like, they love music. They're passionate about music. They're like even more than music aficionados. These guys are, you know, I don't even want to say music nerd because that's a kind of derogatory term. But these are people you guys are really passionate about music. And music is important in these times, guys. In fact, sometimes when shit is the realest is when we need artists expressing feelings for us, because some of us just, you know, you don't play an instrument. So you're looking to your guys out there in the music world to play songs. And I'm not talking about political music per se, or music, you know, about washing your hands or whatever. I'm talking about music that captures the spirit of what's going on and makes you feel like, oh, I'm not alone. You know, these guys get it. They get me. And we have seen this in music over and over. Those of you that are a little bit older remember that time in the mid to late 60s where musicians were really carrying the voice of people. People felt like they didn't have a voice. They didn't know what to say. They didn't know what to do. And even songs that weren't, even artists that weren't overtly political, it was the spirit of it. It was this idea of change, this idea that something new was coming, that we could do better. And every time there is some big shakeup in the world, art changes. Movies, music, literature, every art form reinvents itself. We saw this after the fall of the Berlin Wall. A few years later, we end up with entirely different sounding music, a different music landscape. Even post 9/11, you know, there's a different vibe and a different feel and a different kind of thing that happens in music after these world changing events. I am hopeful that we are going to see this in music. Remember, guys, going back to the music that all pop music is based on, whether you're a rock, pop, country, whatever, is the blues. And the blues is born out of pain. And many of us have not experienced real pain. You know, we've been very fortunate. Those of us that live in the West, those of us specifically that live in the United States and Canada, have really been like sheltered from a lot of stuff. And now it's our turn to kind of go through some stuff. I'm not saying that everybody in the country, in these other countries, had it easy. I'm not saying that, but I'm just talking about as a whole. So this is an opportunity this is the opportunity for the birth of something new in music. We have also a different landscape. We have a different musical infrastructure, as my friend Carrie was telling me this morning. We have a different musical infrastructure. We have social media. We've got YouTube. We've got Spotify. We have different ways to access music. We've got podcasts, things like that, blogs, YouTube channels. It's going to be insanely crazy interesting to see how musicians respond to this. I just watched an online concert from my good friend Katie Simone. Katie is my soul sister. She sings on almost every song I do. I find some way to work her in to come and sing for me on something. And, you know, her band is doing they may still be doing it right now live on Facebook, doing a live concert. This is something that would not have come to people to do, or really, you know, people would have not been motivated to do had we not had this crisis. So as folks are home, as they're looking for stuff to do, as they are, you know, trying to, you know, deal with all the things, you know, the sense of loss. I mean, I drive by places that I love to go to. There's a restaurant, a diner not far from here that I have a tradition. I go every Saturday after we do our mastermind and after I have my other calls or whatever, and I have a late breakfast, early lunch, whatever there. And I get the same thing all the time. The ladies know me. We BS. You know, I you know, usually listen to one of my Audible books or something. Sometimes if I'm with somebody, I'll take somebody with me. It's a tradition. Well, I drive by a place and there's nobody there. It's closed. It's, you know, it's sad. So as musicians, it's up to us to pick up those feelings and voice that for folks. Find ways to talk about the frustration. Find ways to talk about the fear. Find ways to talk about the missed companionship. I mean, we ran a post the other day saying, you know, what's one of the things that you want to do as soon as, you know, this crisis is lifted or we're past it? And I said, you know, play gigs. But right now, I'd love a hug. We can't hug. What does that do to our souls? And this is why music in times like this is really, really important. So get out your records. share them with people, share them. You know, I have my private group. You can go to lulombardirocks.com. Let's continue to share music. You know, if you hear something that inspires you or touches you personally, we all want to know about it. Share your story. Our community at lulombardirocks.com is a closed community, so it's not going out all over the internet. So you don't have to worry about, you know, your boss or whoever, you know, seeing something and snickering or whatever. You know, what comes into the community stays into the community. I would encourage all musicians out there to embrace your communities right now. Get involved with them. Talk to them. You know, don't worry about too much about the music business, guys, because what people don't realize, like next to farming, the music business is one of the oldest businesses ever. Ever. We take it for granted now because we can, you know, I can pick up my mobile device and turn on Spotify or YouTube and hear any song I want. But it wasn't always like that. You had to have minstrels. You had to have groups come around. You had to have, because it wasn't technology. And people are always hungry for music. Many times, one of the reasons the church was such a big success for so many thousands of years is because it was a place where people could go and sing and hear music. So people are going to need music now more than ever. If you are a music aficionado, share your music. If you are a musician, turn on your goddamn mobile device and sing me something. Play me a song. Not if you're stuck, sit down. This is a good time. If you've never sat down and put together a recording setup in your house, you could do it for free. There's tons of free apps. I'm using a free. I do a totally pro podcast on a free piece of software called Reaper. If you don't know what that is, you can look it up. So there are tons of options. There's no really excuse to not be doing something. Let's hear what you have to say about it. I was listening to my friend Katie do her concert today, and they had just written a song just about everything that was going on. They were performing it live in front of people for the first time. And just on a sort of, I guess I just sort of have to say this, please be smart. Be creative, but be smart. And also take heart, because what ends up happening, people are very resilient, okay? And as long as we have freedom, like we do in the West, there are people that are going to come up with alternative ideas, different ways of doing things, different thoughts, different ways to create music, different ways of getting together to make music, you know, within these restrictions. So take heart. And if you have ideas about ways to, you know, mitigate what's going on, share those ideas in your community. If you're a musician, share them with your fans. If you are a fan, you know, share them in the community that you're in. This is really a time for individuals and communities to really shine. We can't expect, you know, Big Daddy government to do everything. We have to help each other out. And again, this is another thing that music does so well, is it brings people together. Why do you think that thousands of people show up for a Metallica concert or a U2 concert? You know, why do you think that, you know, people go to giant festivals? Because they want to be together. Could you stay at home and listen to your records? Of course. But every concert goer will tell you, if Lily V6 was sitting right here, she'd tell you that there's something about that energy of us all being together as a community. And we're going to have to kind of do that virtually for a little while. And I'm of the belief that our world has changed forever and we are going into something different. So I'm not one to, like, I'm trying to, like, let go of the past and realize that we're moving into something new. And I believe with creative minds, smart people out there, people that are doing anything, like me, John and Gigi with Rock Rage Radio, they're ahead of the curve with stuff like that. If you have a podcast, you have a YouTube channel, you're ahead of the freaking curve. So let's keep our chins up. Let's share music. Let's talk about music, because These types of things very often are the kind of things that are a catalyst to get people turned on again, to get people excited, to get people feeling really good, and a way to bring people together, even if they can't physically be together. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi. Please check out our community. If you like what we're talking about here, please check out our community at LouLombardiRocks.com. As well as RockRageRadio.com. You can download the app. It's totally free. So if you're worried about your job, but you still want to hear great music, you might, if you're considering canceling that Sirius XM subscription, you have an alternative with something like Rock Rage Radio. And I have to give a shout out one more time to my good friend, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson, Wolf's Customs. This is a time maybe to think about getting that guitar of yours, a custom paint job on it for when you do your virtual concert, or when we all get out back out and start playing gigs again. You want to come out with something that looks visually stunning. So thanks to Wolf's Customs. If you want to go to wolfscustoms.online to find out more about that. RockRageRadio.com is the Rock Rage Radio folks. I want to give a shout out to my good friend and co-host Lily V6. Her and I are going to be seeing each other a little bit later on today. And don't forget to go to LouLombardiRocks.com and get involved in the community. It's a great bunch of people. Nobody in the group has skipped a beat. The people that are sharing music are still sharing it. You know, we're out there and we're finding kind of ways to kind of relate it to the situation, encourage and help each other. So guys, have a great one. Take care. And we'll see you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.